This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We have finally tracked down Chris Carter. He's on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Turns out we couldn't reach him. He's out of town. He got honored, Doran, by Cheney University's 40 Under 40.
Nice. Don't do it.
You knew I was going to.
Yep.
Oh, one of the great moments in our show's history. Why wasn't I included? Chris Carter joins us right now, of course, from the Post-Gazette. What's up, buddy? Hey, congratulations, man. Seriously, that's an awesome honor, man.
Thank you. I went to the first HBCU, and to be part of the first ever 40 Under 40 that they did, it truly is an honor because there's so many amazing people that I even got to meet last week. You'll rekindle with last night. Met a lot of inspirational leaders who helped form the person I became through college and am today. So Cheney alma mater. I love my home HBCU.
Now, when you're walking around, you're like ranking yourself, right? You're like, oh, I'm way better than this guy. Like I'm like 12th on the list. That guy's got to be like 38th, right?
Oh, listen. I'm ranking myself, but I gotta rank myself a little below. I met Mia Keys, who's a Rhodes Scholar out here, like talking to presidents every year about how to help the black community. We got Chris Davis, who is an actor. He was in the Atlanta show. He was in the Detroit movie. He's in Hollywood. He was George Foreman in the George Foreman movie that came out.
That was good. So, yeah, he's good in that.
Yeah, that was it, dude. That guy was also a beast. He pledged Omega Psi Phi. They called him Hercules was his line name. And if you know how Omega Psi Phi guys pledge, you got to be scared of that man. But for him to be Hercules as a Q and an actor in Hollywood, that guy is a true bad dude. There were plenty of superstars out there last night.
Yeah, so you were 40th. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. All right, Chris, we bring you on to talk Steelers Raiders as well. And we were going over it in the last segment. I'm more concerned just about the health of the Steelers and where they are as a football team. But if you had to name a few Raiders to be weary of this week, who are those guys that might scare you?
Well, I mean, you got to look at Max Crosby. If he's going to play, then he's always a threat to be out there right now because, he's going to get after the quarterback. And let's face it, the Steelers' offensive line has been extremely shaky to start. And granted, it's not all on the talent level because they've had five different offensive lines in five games. And that is not easy to you can't build chemistry when you don't have the same guys out there. But if I'm the Raiders, I'm sending everything I can at that offensive line to disrupt Justin Fields, to disrupt every bit of offensive rhythm the Steelers might try to develop in this game. Let's face it, both the Cowboys and the Colts, their strategy was to run with the Steelers, try to say, hey, we're not going to let you win the line of scrimmage by default in this game. So you're going to have to beat us with the passing game deeper down the field. And they haven't done that consistently in the last two games. And, you know, as I pointed out in my Post-Gazette film room earlier this week, they tried. They called a deep passing play. The Steelers just didn't hit it, and it wasn't always on Justin Fields. Sometimes Broderick Jones let up pressure. Sometimes Connor Hayward dropped the pass. Sometimes Van Jefferson dropped the pass. George Pickens dropped the pass. And then sometimes Justin Fields just didn't see the guy who was wide open in the middle part of the field. And so I think that it's been a mix of things. It's been popcorn, as some coaches would call it, when problems pop up and all these different places. If I'm the Raiders, I'm just sending my run blitz. I'm doing what the last two teams did, and I'm saying, hey, you're gonna prove to us that you can do the thing that you haven't been able to do the last two games. Keep that offense off schedule, and then hope to protect Aiden O'Connell. As I was talking to Keon Myers of the Locked On Raiders podcast earlier this week, he said, look, O'Connell, he's earned it, but that dude is a statue. He's like, and the Raiders offensive line, they've got injury problems. If the Steelers defensive front can get after him, it could become a big problem for the Raiders.
Chris, how do you think this game looks for George Pickens? Do you think they get him involved early? Do you think they make it a point to get him the football, to keep him happy, to keep him pleased?
Well, that's what I said would happen. That's what I said need to happen for my Friday Locked On Steelers episode. I said, look, the main point of George Pickens right now is that, look, he is obviously frustrated. He's a young dude, and whereas you don't want to reward that. And I think that they didn't last week by giving him a lesser snap count. And I think they sent the message like, hey, you have to be better than this. You have to be more mature. What did they do last year when the Bengals, when they came out against the Bengals the week after that Colts game, and that where they also limited his snaps in that game? They came out against the Bengals. They hit him with some easy passes to try to get him going, and then that led to their first 30-point game in who knows how long. If that's the recipe, then I think that should be the recipe now. Doesn't have to be, you know, shot plays. Doesn't have to be the deep ball every time. But give him some slants. Give him some opportunities where he's isolated on one part of the field and there's no safety that's jumping down his underneath route. Let him win against some guys and get him the ball. So that way he can get involved. And if he makes a big play, great, awesome. You have your number one receiver actually making plays in the offense early. I think that could also be the recipe that matches with how to counter this run blitz stuff. Because if teams are going to send the heat at you, you've got to find a way to get the ball out to someone who's going to make a play and make them hurt for it. Pat Freiermuth is one answer, but if you get the ball to George Pickens, then they have to honor him a lot more, because we know that when he has the ball in his hands, he can be extremely dangerous. So I think that it could be a two birds, one stone type of situation where, A, you counter what teams have been doing to you the last 2 weeks that's been caused you to drop from 3-0 to 3-2, and B, you can get the young guy who's been a hothead involved early to try to neutralize that problem. It just seems like it makes the most sense. But the question is, how are you going to do it if you're Arthur Smith? Because I'm sure the Raiders are like, hey, they're probably wanting to do this week. We got to take that away. So that's where I think the chess match is going to come Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, I would quadruple cover him and then see if he loses his mind on the sideline again. Last thing here for you, Chris, as we're a little bit short on time here. If Jaylen Warren is healthy and able to go, how does that help and change the Steelers' offense?
It would help tremendously, because then you have two rushing threats. This whole Russell Steelers offense is supposed to be based off of a strong run game that was able to wear you down. But when it's just Najee Harris and then a bunch of practice squad guys, that's not wearing anybody down. You know, and Jaylen Warren is the thunder and lightning package. You know, Najee Harris is the physical back that always falls forward, wears you down. And then Jaylen Warren is the guy that tests you like, okay, how soft are you up the middle? Because if you are soft, guess what? I'm going to hit this seam and I'm going to get eight. I'm going to turn 8 yards into 20 yards. And then that consistent wearing teams down, that can get at you. And we even saw in games when it was just Cordarrelle Patterson how that could wear down teams. If you can get them back, you're going to challenge this linebacker group. You're going to challenge Robert Spillane, Tommy Eichenberg, and guys like that, Divine Diablo. These are guys that you can push and say, hey, you know what? You got to be accountable for your gaffes all game long. And then after you've hit some of those early passes to George Pickens, then all of a sudden they're like, we've got to worry about George Pickens. Oh, we got to worry about Pat Freiermuth. Oh, crap. Here's this dual running back attack that's wearing us down. Now we've been on the field for 60, 70 plays towards the end of the game, and they're grinding the clock out on us. That's what you have to be able to do. If Jaylen Warren is available, it just makes it that much easier to execute that play.
Chris, we know how much your university means to you and how much pride you take in your work, so congratulations on that honor again, man. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Congrats. Don't do it.
I was thinking we'd get a little bit more of a thank you. That was a very nice thing I said there.
That was very nice.
Very nice. And I mean it.
He should invite you next time if there is a next time.
There'll be a next time. In. 50 under 50. The older you get, the bigger the pool.
Right.
So if you're successful at 40, they're going to add 10 more spots. You sure as hell better be in the next one.
You should. Yeah, you'd fit in.
I mean,
really well.
I've got...